Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Truth be told for the saving of souls.
This word today is rich. So I got a lot to share with you, and I want to get started. So let's go ahead and put up the vision, and we're going to get started with the vision and. We'll go to Matthew 16 after that. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. So now let's read the scripture here, okay? When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am? Son of man. So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Right there, he's building the church. You see that? He said, "I'm building the church, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against it." The gates of hell will not prevail against his church. So we're going to talk about this church today. And that's the people, right? We're the church. We don't go to church. We are the church when we gather together. And so now look. He said, "You are Peter." Simon, you are Peter. He changed his name from Simon to Peter. Simon means like a reed blowing in the wind. Flimsy, flamsy. Which way do we go? Blowing in the wind. But he says, now you're Peter, rock. He says, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. See that? He's not building it on something flimsy. He's building on something that's stable. Amen. Now, we've been looking at this church idea, and I was really intrigued with this as I was reading this week. And it just really, we've been talking about our authority and our power. We have power, right? Power is ability. Authority is authorization. But we have to have permission to have authority, right? Remember, we talked about submission. When we have submission, now we can get permission for the authority we need. It takes submission first. In other words, you got to go to God to get it, right? So, this is good stuff. Now, think about this. So, he said, "I'm going to build my church." Now, Jesus was talking to these people in this in Caesarea Philippi, and he was talking to Jewish people, Jewish of the Jewish faith, all right? And titles meant a lot to the Jewish faith. Names were important. Titles were important. He says, he was speaking to, he says, you are the Christ. And this word Christ was a title, and the Son of the Living God, it was reserved exclusively for the Messiah, meant the Messiah. So now, so that's what Peter was announcing, that you're the Christ, you're the Messiah, you're the one, the anointed one, the King, the Savior. You've come to save us. Amen. You see that? And that's what Peter was announcing. So now think about this. So he says he's the deliverer of Israel and the hope of the world, who had been prophesied for centuries. So I'm going to read some stuff to you, because I really want you to capture this idea of the church. All right? Now, think about this. So Simon, remember we talked about how the enemy is going to and fro to heaven on everyone on the earth. He goes to and fro, and he tries to get something on everyone. That's what a trial is all about. He's trying to get an accusation and an allegation. He makes up allegations against you to go to God, and that's called a trial. So the courtroom of heaven is in session over us now. And when we understand when this is on, we understand some of the things we go through. You see that? We're going through things. All of us are. And so when we understand that, we can use our authority to overcome the evil one. That's what he said, the gates of hell. His church, his people, no matter what the devil comes with his damnable, destructive behavior and tries to get you to be a part of it, you can overcome him.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? With the authority that God has given you, every one of us, when we understand it. We can't stay ignorant of it, though. Amen? Because when you're ignorant of it, that's what the enemy does. He'll use your ignorance against you. Ignorance literally means, doesn't mean you can't learn. It means you're just ignoring that area of your life. So now, so he says to Simon, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. God revealed it to him. It was a revelation. Did you hear me? It was a revelation. Revelation, the word revelation means to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. You catching that? That's in Vine's Expository on Greek language, Greek words. And that goes back as far as when it was first written. You listening to me? So before it was written, it was already there. But now it's written. It's put in written form. That's what it means, to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. That's why it has to be written now. We got to understand it. You see that? And we got to use it against the enemy who's unseen. We got to let him know it's written.
Hallelujah.
And that's how that's how Jesus defeated temptation, and that's how we're going to defeat it, right? Where the courtroom of heaven is in session.
Yep.
And those allegations are a bunch of lies. Oh, I tell you what. Get a hold of this now. Think about this. Jesus told Peter he did not arrive at that knowledge through his own understanding. So the other meaning of the word revelation is a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. A prophetic, redemptive uncovering. Demptive. What God deems most important, I'm getting back to by what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is going to take me back to what God says is the most important for my life. You catching that? That's what redemption means, to redeem. You see that? A prophetic redemptive uncovering. He's given you a peek of who you really are, your true identity. You see that? That's what that's all about. And that's why we need to be under God's word, being prophesied over us.
Amen.
Now Jesus says this rock was the confession of Jesus, of Peter, but this is what he's going to build his church. Now the word church is the word ecclesia. It's ecclesia. E-C-C-L-E-S-I-A. This is something that a lot of people are ignorant of, is this concept of the ecclesia. Ecclesia. And the word ecclesia is a Greek word. Now, for church. And there's a reason why he uses this term church. You're gonna get some real Bible history here, all right? This word has been misunderstood, translated as church. Most people believe ecclesia is a religious word. It's not a religious word. Listen to me. It's a government word. It's a political word. Huh. It literally means called out ones. God has called you out. You see that? The people of God, the church. He's called you out of darkness. The word darkness represents ignorance. He's called you out of ignorance and into his marvelous light. You see that? Into the light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You get direction through his word. Are you listening to me? He calls you into the light to show you which way to go in life. Now, he called you out of darkness and into his light. Paul said, share with me in the sufferings according to the gospel, who has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now has been revealed to us by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You see that? He lets you know you never have to die. You're going to live forever in a new creation and a new earth. Oh, are you listening to me? That comes through your calling, and that's what he's calling you to. I'm starting to preach a little bit because sometimes that happens. Are you with me? Now, let's go back to teach mode. All right, now listen. This is huge. Now look, we're called out ones. So now, this was used by Greeks to refer to the Senate political groups chosen by Democrat and government. Now, Greeks invented the concept of democracy, but they never applied it. But when the Romans overran, now we're getting into history, Bible history. This is really how it happened. Documented Bible history. And watch. But when the Romans overran the Greek Empire, they adopted much of Greek thought and philosophy, including democracy, and developed it then. Okay? This is how Caesar, you've heard of Caesar? Has anybody heard of Caesar? Caesar developed such a powerful, now listen to me, this is huge. I want to read this so we can really capture what the church is going to be and is. Now, such a powerful Caesar developed such a powerful government in the Roman Empire, the Senate, the Ecclesia, was the cabinet and the democracy. The Senate, the cabinet, and we're having a Senate meeting right now. Right? Right? here on earth. We're getting heaven's will, God's will, God's ideas, his wishes, his intentions, and we're bringing it. We're bringing it to people here. Through the word of God, it's codified for us to bring it here. You see that? That's what we're doing. Now, this is important. The Senate was the powerhouse. These individuals were handpicked by the emperor to receive his thoughts, his desires, his passions, and his intentions. Their job was to take the mind of the king and turn it into legislation. Legislation. You see that? Written. The will, the thoughts, remember? That's what testament means, written document. So their job was the Senate, the ecclesia was to bring the way the king thought into legislation. Now pay attention. That could be implemented in the kingdom at the time. Now, in other words, they were to know his mind and see that everything he willed was carried out. This meant that they had to stay in close proximity, close contact with him. They had to talk to him. He had to give them information about what he wanted in the kingdom. Talking about Caesar. Now, this is significant. Jesus is using the word ecclesia, church, to describe the body of followers that he was establishing and tells us two things. First, the word church itself is a political term, not a religious term. Second, the entire discussion about keys and about binding and loosing is not a religious discussion. It's a political discussion. Did you hear me? Political discussion. Jesus was saying in the same way that Caesar is Lord of his government and has created his Senate, his ecclesia, his cabinet. Jesus is saying, I also will build my cabinet on the fact that I am the Christ. You see that? That's what he's saying. I'm building my cabinet, my Senate, my ecclesia on the fact that I am the Christ, the anointed one, the King, the Lord of lords, and the Son of the living God. He said it to Peter upon this rock of your confession, who I am, I will build my government, my church. I will build my Senate, my cabinet, my administrators, who will carry out my wishes and my will on the earth. The ecclesia is a group entrusted with secret information critical for the operation of his kingdom. Are you paying attention? This group will be so powerful that even the gates of hell will not overcome it. Will not overcome it. Even hell itself will not be strong as the ecclesia, the church that Jesus is establishing. Did you hear what I just said? Even hell itself will not be as strong as the church Jesus is establishing. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys represent authority. Authority, remember? Authorization. Now, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Listen to me. He gives keys. He gives us the keys of the kingdom, not keys to the kingdom. You see that? He gives us the keys of the kingdom, not keys to the kingdom. Because we're kingdom citizens. We are already in his kingdom. We don't need the keys to it. What we need, Jesus has given us, are the keys of the kingdom. Did you catch that? The keys of the kingdom. Keys that will unlock the power of the kingdom and make it work in our lives and make it work. Keys open up doors, right? Keys open up doors. I tell you, there's nothing more frustrating than to you can't get into a locked house. One time, Donita and I, somehow we got our keys locked in the house. I don't know what happened, but we did. We locked them in the house. We had to call some guy. I call him, what do I call him? I call him Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. Because he could get in the house. I mean, next thing I knew, he was in the house. I mean, you know, he has a little light. It was at night. I mean, he knew how to get in there. Oh, that's a miracle. But that was frustrating. But you see, when you have a key, you have authority. It's frustrating when you try to use a key and you don't know how to make it work. You see that? That's frustrating. And I don't care how much you cry. I don't care how much you plead. I don't care how much you beg. That door is not going to open. Right? You got to have the key. Even after he, Scurlock, showed up, I had to use the key to get in. You see that? I said, do you see that? Amen. That's huge. Kingdom citizens have these keys in citizenship. Kingdom is a prerequisite for getting them. Citizenship of the kingdom is a prerequisite for getting these keys, which means we should be living and operating on a level of life that blows people's minds. We ought to be going to work happy, enjoying our job, enjoying what we do, because God is with us. You go there and you're scowling and complaining and murmuring all the time. I hate this place. You are way outside of the will of God. And you're not functioning with keys. And the devil is using you right there. Yep. You ought to be glad you have a place to go to work.
Right.
Yeah. All right, am I making sense?
Yeah.
You ought to be grateful you have a place to go to work.
Amen.
And do your job as unto the Lord and not unto men. When you submit yourself to the Lord, then what happens? He will elevate you. He'll get you a job. He'll place you in a higher place. Am I making sense?
Amen, Pastor.
That's because you have keys. You don't have to be miserable like the rest of them. Am I making sense? I said, am I making sense? That's huge right there. That's huge. Because if you walk around scowling and murmuring and complaining all the time, what's that advancing? You're advancing the devil's agenda. You're doing your own thing. That's why you're miserable. But when you understand, I got some keys to the kingdom. You have a little talk with him before you go in, right? That's why if you're yoked up with him, if you're yoked up with him, he says he's going to give you rest. And that's no yoke. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. That's no yoke. But if you're yoked up with some mess somebody else is talking to you about or some lie the enemy's trying to get you to believe, you're going to be stubborn as a mule and honking around like always rebelling against something. Am I making sense? And that's not advancing God's kingdom. And you are here to advance his kingdom. And when we start doing that, you start to see that you have a king. You see, if you don't, if you're murmuring and complaining, that's because you don't have a king. You don't have a king you're talking to, helping you understand what's going on in your life. Because you're not taking time to talk to him. You see, if you'll take a little moment and talk to him, he's going to give you some understanding. He's going to give you some understanding. He's going to help you. And he'll put somebody else that will speak into your life and help you. He'll put people around you that will help you. Am I making sense? That's huge. Now, this means that we're to be living and operating on another level. We should be living life on a level where we are tapping into resources that others can't even explain. And that's the way it is. That's the way I'm living. I can't explain it. I can't explain why I'm happy. I can't explain why I can go to Walmart. Walmart? What's going on at Walmart? And just be happy. Are you listening to me? Sitting out in the car waiting on my wife in the cold. Or we both go in together. We're happy. Right? That's because we got another key going. You see that? We're using keys. We're trusting him in our relationship. Amen? I'm listening to her. She's listening to me. You know, I went shopping last year and I bought this sweater. I used to, turtlenecks. Yeah, I hate them. I never did like them. I always thought they kind of looked kind of, you know, but I didn't like them. And so one day I was shopping and I was in there and the lady gave me this. She goes, here, I want you to try. I said, I don't wear no turtlenecks. She says, now you take this and just try it on. Just try it and see. So I tried it on. I said, I don't want it. I talked, brought it back. I said, I don't want it. She goes, now do me a favor. She goes, I want you to put it on and I want you to take a picture of yourself and send it to your wife. I said, man, that's weird. She says, no, it's not. She goes, are you in her? I said, no. She goes, well, go do that. And I said, all right. Because I kind of frequented that place. So I went in and put it on. Then I had my phone in back there. You know, this is weird. Because I don't even take pictures of myself anyways. But now I do. No. But anyways, I took a picture of it. I sent it to her. And I said, should I get this? She sent back. She says, you better not come home without that. She says, oh, she says, here's what she said. That's sexy. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, give me four of them. Here, what's my point? Here's my point. I had a key. I listened to my wife. You see that? God wants you to listen to your spouse and submit to them. Am I making sense? When you don't listen to them, you're missing out on the keys for your healthy relationship. You see that? Come on, am I making sense? And I tell you what, I wear one of these on a date night. I says, what you doing, baby? I said, oh, boy, I'll get me another. You understand what I'm saying? Does this make sense? I'm just telling you how it works. You gotta get some keys, guys. You get you some keys. All right. The key is knowledge. It's knowledge, and keys are principles. Give me Luke 8:10. I'm sorry. Let's look at this. And he said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, this word know is knowledge. And the NIV version says knowledge. It's been given knowledge of the mysteries. The word mystery means truth revealed. Of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see and hearing they may not understand. But God has given us this kingdom in knowledge, in knowing. You hear me? So we can have his knowledge of these keys and apply these principles, and they will work in your life. And I'm going to give you some examples here. Now, keys have to be learned. You have to learn how to use these keys. Authority. That's what that is. That's authority. Over. When you're anointed, you have authority. And everybody in here, the Bible says it's anointed. You got authority. You have keys.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.